Committee on Regional Affairs will come to order. Let the record reflect that it's 8:08 committee time on May 3rd. First bill up will be Senate Bill 142. It's closed to public testimony now, and I think the only thing we're waiting on is a report from Representative Newman. Let the record reflect also that Representative Newman, Representative Cott, Representative Ledoux, and Co-Chair Olson are in attendance, and several other people may be on their way. Ms. Alberts. And Representative Newman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just out of concerns to make sure that the schools in rural Alaska were okay with this, I felt it was in my duty to make sure that we look at the schools and ask the other side who's involved on this what they think. They seem to be okay with everything in here. I have a written testimony from Kip Knudsen, who I have worked with on this also, concerning some of the areas around NOTAC. I've also talked with Representative Jewell, who represents that area, is familiar with these issues. He felt comfortable with this bill, and now that we know all the facts on it, I feel a lot more comfortable on it too, checking out both sides. And there's a document that's been handed out to all members of this committee that state those findings.
You feel comfortable enough to give me a motion?
Yes, sir. Mr. Chair, I move CS Senate Bill 142, Labor and Commerce, 24LS0758/G, with attached fiscal notes from committee.
Any opposition? It's out of committee. Thank you very much, Ms. Alberts.
Thank you.
Sorry we couldn't take up more of your time.
Thank you.
Next up, we have Casey Schroeder on House Bill 293, new one to the committee.
You don't have a chance of reading it.
Okay. And let the record reflect that Representative Salmon has joined us.
For the record, I'm Casey Schroeder, legislative aide to Representative Thomas. I'm also a committee aide to the House Community Regional Affairs Committee. And I want to first off make it clear that this is a committee bill. I know that on basis it was listed as the sponsor being Representative Thomas, but that has since been changed. So it is a committee bill. House Bill 293 clears up ambiguous language that's currently in statute, making it clear that boroughs have the power to wholly or partially exempt cities within their boundaries. And this also promotes the public policy that's found in the Alaska Constitution. So, for example, if the city of Fairbanks, for example, has an 8% lodging tax, and the borough also levies an 8% lodging tax, the borough has the power to exempt Fairbanks so that there's no stacking of taxes. If the taxes were stacked, then you'd have a 16% lodging tax in Fairbanks, which is pretty high. And it also allows customers to not have to choose where they're going to purchase things based on whether they're located within a city or without the city boundaries. So, and it makes the businesses not be hurt because they're located within the city or without the city because of the different taxing rates. So it just basically levels the playing field. And I believe you guys have a colorful little chart that explains this a lot better than I have. But you can see if the taxes were stacked, how high they would be, but with the exemption, how it levels out and even things out throughout the borough. And with that, I can try to answer any questions.
Any questions for Ms. Schroeder? Thank you, Casey. I think we'll go on off-site now to Renee Broker, Fairbanks.
Hi, good morning. What we understand it is, in addition to Fairbanks, both Kodiak and Ketchikan boroughs are utilizing this type of exemption. So it's being, you know, fairly used by non-unified boroughs throughout the state already. But we support this legislation because it does make it clear that we can do this. and that state law does not force boroughs to stack taxes and double the tax burdens in the cities within the borough. And it makes it clear that the legislature did not intend to prevent boroughs from working together with the cities, which is what we've done in Fairbanks, to level the taxation playing field and ensure that taxes are equally levied throughout the borough. And finally, what it does is allow boroughs, if they choose, to cooperatively meet the public policy goals of avoiding double taxation and preventing duplication of taxing jurisdictions within the borough. And that essentially concludes my remarks.
Any questions for Ms. Broeker? Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Is there anybody else online that would care to testify on this bill? With that, we'll close it off-premises and open it up to anybody in the room that would like to weigh in on this. Well, back to the committee.
Well, Mr. Chair, let's I make a motion to move HB 293-24LS0984/A with attached documents from committee.
Any opposition? It'll move out of here, and we will too. Thank you very much.